You're listening to the Go Fish Podcast for kids.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
With Go Fish, and I'm feeling kind of snazzy. A little rock and roll and a little razzle dazzle. Put them up together, that's how we make our sound. We like to crank it up, so you can all get down.
Hey, everybody. We're the Go Fish Guys. And this is an all-new Go Fish podcast for kids.
Today, we're continuing our series on the Faith Hall of Fame found in Hebrews 11. So far, we've learned about Noah and Abraham. And I'm glad you're here because today, we're talking about one of my absolute favorite heroes of faith from the Bible, Moses.
Have you ever had to stand up for what's right, even when it was hard? That's what Moses did. Moses had faith to trust God and lead his people, even when it meant facing a bad guy named Pharaoh and crossing the Red Sea with thousands of people and no boat.
So get ready to hear some truths from God's word, some dad jokes, and right now, a Go Fish song to get you moving.
This is a verse everybody ought to know.
Are you ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
Let's go.
For God so loved the world. His only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. John 3:16. One little verse gives us everything we need to understand the truth that sets us free. John 3:16.
Oh, oh, oh.
So loved the world that he gave his only son.
Are you ready?
That whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. John 3:16. One little verse gives us everything we need to understand the truth that sets us free.
What are you talking about?
It's time for the dad joke of the day.
All right, Chad, we got some good dad jokes today, so here we go.
I'm ready.
What did one plate say to the other plate?
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Hey, buddy, dinner's on me."
Do you know what kind of tree fits in your hand?
A palm tree.
And that was the dad joke of the day.
Bible beats, Bible beats. And hearts and little feet with those Bible beats, moving little hearts and feet with those funky Bible beats, yeah.
Moses was born in Egypt during a dangerous time. Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, was afraid that the Israelites, God's people, were becoming too strong. So he made them slaves and he treated them terribly. Pharaoh even ordered that all Israelite baby boys be killed. But Moses' mother hid him in a basket and placed him in the Nile River. God had a special plan for Moses. He was found and adopted by Pharaoh's daughter, growing up in the king's palace with all the riches of Egypt. But as he grew older, Moses chose to follow God instead of living like a king. He knew that God's people were suffering, and he couldn't ignore it.
One day, God spoke to Moses from a burning bush and told him to go to Pharaoh with the message. Let my people go. But it wasn't easy. Pharaoh kept saying no. Again and again, Moses went to Pharaoh. And each time Pharaoh refused, God sent a terrible plague to show his power. After 10 plagues, Pharaoh finally let the Israelites go. The Israelites were finally free. They left Egypt, following Moses into the wilderness. But soon Pharaoh changed his mind. He sent his army of chariots to chase them. The Israelites were trapped. The Red Sea was in front of them, and Pharaoh's army was behind them. They were terrified. They cried out to Moses, saying, "Why did you bring us here to die?" But Moses had faith. He told them, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm and see the salvation of the Lord."
then something amazing happened. Exodus 14:21. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord drove the sea back by a strong east wind all night and made the sea dry land. The Red Sea parted. A path of dry land appeared with walls of water on both sides. The Israelites walked across safely. Can you imagine how amazing that must have been? When Pharaoh's army tried to follow, God made the waters crash back down, and then they were swept away. Because Moses trusted God, the Israelites were completely free from Pharaoh's rule. And now you know why Moses is in the Faith Hall of Fame.
So mighty, there's strong and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do. My God is so big and so strong and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do.
Thank you for spending time with us today. I don't know about you, but I learned a lot from Moses today. I learned that faith means trusting God, even when we're scared.
I learned that God can make a way, even when things seem impossible.
And I learned that sometimes we have to stand up for what's right, even when others don't believe us.
Have you ever faced a Red Sea moment? Something that felt impossible? Maybe a hard test, a big fear, or standing up for a friend. Remember that God is with you. Just like he knew what Moses needed, he knows what you need too. Have a great day, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
I want to be in the middle.
Okay.
Bye.
See ya.
No, change my mind. You go.
Oh, all right. Bye.
For great music for kids that won't drive parents bonkers, look up Go Fish on your favorite streaming services like Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, and Pandora. To learn more, visit GoFishKidsMusic.com.
Maybe a hard test, a big fear, or stay.
You're trying not to screw up.
Have you ever faced a Red Sea moment? Have you ever faced a... Just hold on.
Okay.
All right. Maybe a hard test, a big fear.
Dang it, Jamie.
Have you ever faced a Red Sea... This...
Yeah.
This evening is a drain. Maybe a hard test, a big fear.
You totally lost balance. I did.
A little
did.
Late with the trigger there,
I did.
Drummer boy. Maybe a hard test, a big fear. Something that felt impossible.
Dude, oh my God.
Oh my goodness.
Those loopers are gonna be great.